This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council is calling on Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cault to address a 2025 letter regarding unhoused individuals in the city. The City Council originally sent the letter in January of 2025 after finding that law enforcement agencies from other municipalities were transporting unhoused individuals to Eau Claire. That letter requested that Attorney General Call make a decision on the legality of that practice, specifically whether those agencies had the legal authority to make custodial transports outside of their jurisdiction. It also came at a time when the city of Eau Claire was struggling to keep up with a rapidly growing unhoused population. The letter specifically referenced three instances in October and November of 2024 where two unhoused individuals were dropped off at local shelters that did not have space for them, and one was dropped off at a Quick Trip gas station. At its meeting on Tuesday, the City Council unanimously passed a resolution to ask Attorney General Call's office to respond to the letter again, as well as asking the office to develop policies for law enforcement training standards. Governor Tony Evers visited Chippewa Valley Technical College this week, highlighting $168 million in funding for the state's Workforce Solutions Initiative. The funding is meant to help schools like CVTC and the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire provide support services to local small businesses and provide students with more opportunities to get some hands-on work experience. The program specifically targets industries that have faced critical workforce shortages since the COVID-19 pandemic, including healthcare, education, and childcare. The Irvin Park Zoo is inviting Chippewa Valley residents to visit their new baby lynxes this week. According to a social media post, the zoo acquired a pair of three-month-old lynx brothers named Tobias and Bjorn to occupy the tiger exhibit space. Zoo officials had been searching for a smaller cat species for the exhibit for months following the death of their white tiger Lulu in January of 2025. They were also searching for lynxes specifically, saying they can be out in the enclosure more often because they're naturally better suited for Wisconsin's climate. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Governor Tony Evers is making another request to President Trump, this time for federal disaster aid after July storms in the Fox Valley. The governor is seeking help for people and communities in Forest, Outagamie, Vilas, and Winnebago counties. State and federal damage reviews estimate more than $8 million in residential losses and nearly $14 million in public sector damage. The request follows an EF3 tornado in the Menasha-Appleton area, along with high winds, hail, power outages, and water system problems. Wisconsin is part of a proposed $17 billion settlement with Meta that aims to make Facebook and Instagram safer for children. It'll send up to $313 million to the state. The agreement follows a multi-state investigation into claims that Meta knew its products could harm young users, but failed to do enough to protect them. The settlement must first be approved by a court. The Wisconsin State Fair is reporting an increase in attendance. More than 925,000 visitors were counted during this year's 11-day event in West Dallas, an increase compared to last year's edition. However, the number is well short of the record of more than 1.1 million fairgoers in 2024. That was the third consecutive year the fair saw at least 1 million visitors, but is now falling short of that mark for the second straight year. Next year's event is scheduled to take place from August 5th to August 15th. Badger football games are adding competition to the concession stands. Fans will be treated to new menu items this season that's called Battle of the Dogs, where a new hot dog will be introduced each home game based on Wisconsin's opponent. That includes the Michigan State Spicy Spartan Dog and Rutgers Fat Dog. Camp Randall Stadium will be offering other new menu items this year, such as the Badgers Cheeseburger and Takis Street Corn. A woman convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case wants out again. Now, 24-year-old Morgan Geiser's attorney is once again filing a petition for her conditional release. A Waukesha County judge formally signed off on Geiser's conditional release in July of 2025. She was placed in a Madison group home the following September and escaped from it in November. Geiser was found at a truck stop outside of Chicago and returned to Wisconsin a few days later. Her conditional release was revoked December 23rd of 2025. Measles cases in southwestern Wisconsin continue to increase. The latest update from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number now stands at 61, including 17 probable cases of the illness. Iowa County has 35 confirmed cases, while Grant and Lafayette counties are also impacted by the outbreak. DHS officials say residents need to be aware of measles if they haven't already been notified of being directly exposed. Wisconsin anglers may need to change which fish they take home and eat under new state health guidance. The DNR and Department of Health Services have released an updated Choose Wisely booklet with fish consumption advice for waters across the state. Some areas, including parts of the Yahara River chain and the Wisconsin and La Crosse Rivers, now have stricter warnings and do not eat advice for certain species. Officials say fish remain a healthy food, but contaminants such as mercury, PCBs, and PFOs can build up over time. Green Bay city officials are warning residents about a phishing scam targeting people after submitting certain permits or applications. Emails may come from unofficial domains such as USA.com and will demand payment via wire transfer. Some emails have also threatened delays if fees weren't taken care of immediately. The city says residents can verify the request directly by contacting the Community and Economic Development Department. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Packers hold a joint practice.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little chippy at practice between the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. At least four fights broke out. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
You know, I thought we got a lot of good work in. You know, you can always expect some chippiness, but as far as all the joint practices I've been a part of, this wasn't that bad.
The two teams play in their final preseason game tomorrow night, kickoff 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers and Mets tonight wrapping up their series. Brewers pitcher Dustin May knocked out after his first pitch on a comeback hit, thwacking him in the back at 106 miles per hour. Enter Robert Gasser, who pitched the next six innings. The Brewers won 8-1.
He was great. He really was. I mean, that's not an easy assignment. And he knew he was available tonight and gave us parts of six. Made big pitches at big times. Jockey him through that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temp 62.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.